Looking at Psalms 24, verse number 7 to 9. Okay, the Bible says, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Okay, go back to verse 7. Let me show you something. So this is an incident, and leave it there. This is something that has happened. A very nice conversation. Are you getting about it? So there was, you know, normally when a king is about to enter a place, there is someone that he rouses that come. There is someone that will go before the king and announce. It's just like how when the president wants to go to a place, you will see convoy, you will see cars, you will see motorbikes that will go ahead and then make sure that the way is smooth. Are you getting the point? When you see those people sitting on those motorbikes, what you will be asking is, what is happening? Then they will now educate you and tell you that, listen, the president of the republic is coming to pack. Are you here with me? Okay. But this is a very interesting scenario. There is someone that is around it that is making an announcement and says that, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors." The reason why you must be lifted up, the reason why you must lift up your heads, O ye gates, is because the King of glory shall come in. Now, who is the King of glory? We all know the King of glory. He's talking about the Lord, the creator of the heavens and the earth. He's talking about the I am that I am, that is interested in taking hold of new territories, taking hold of new places. And there is a hierarch that has gone ahead and is saying that, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, for the King of glory shall come in." Lift up your heads, ye 2024, and be lifted up, ye everlasting gates of 2024. And the Son of God, the Creator Davis, is coming in. And the Son of God, Jocelyn, is coming in. And the Son of God, Ajua, is coming in. And the Son of God, Ifua, is coming in. And the Son of God, Yah, is coming in. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting God, because the King of glory shall come. Now, this is the response of the gate. The King of glory is coming in. This is the response that the gate gave. Who is the King of glory? What are you talking about? Lift up your head. The creator of the heavens and the earth is about to come in. And the gate is asking, who is the King of glory? What that means is that when you want to take hold of a gate, the first question that the gate will ask is, who are you? You want to take hold of the gates of 2024? Oh, it is possible, but who are you? You want to take hold of your life in 2024? It is possible, but the question is, who are you? See, it's interesting. Let's follow the conversation. The guy said that, listen, the one I'm talking about is actually the Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. So you are asking that, who is this person that we are talking about? And he says that the Lord who is mighty in battle. In other words, the Lord as an individual is very strong. He fights battles. He wins as an individual. He has conquered many wars. Let's go to verse 9. So he has now introduced the Lord. Then he now make the same inquiry. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Look at the response of the gate again. Who is this King of glory? What are you talking about? I just said that the King of glory is the Lord strong and mighty. He is the Lord that is strong or mighty in battle. And now there's a question. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting God. And you are asking me, who is the King of glory? Okay, are you here with me? See, I'm trying to draw a revelation out. When you look at the scripture in its context, it's a poetic approach of writing something. But I'm trying to pick up some revelation from something that looks so normal and poetic. Said, who is this King of glory? It was the second revelation that he gave that shut the gate up. He says, the Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. See, listen, there is a difference between the Lord strong and mighty. In other words, this particular King of glory I'm talking about is an individual who is strong and is mighty. But the second revelation of this King of glory was that this Lord is the Lord of hosts. In other words, his strength is the strength of armies, because host simply means armies. So this God is not just an individual. Maybe you are intimidated by an individual strength. But the one I'm talking about is a part of an army. He is actually the commander-in-chief of the armies of heaven. So he is the Lord of hosts. Listen, this year, what we are doing towards 2024, you went into 2023 as an individual. Even though you were prayerful, even though you were spiritual, even though you prophesied into the year, yet still the gates of 2023 didn't open. The reason is because you went as an individual. But this year we are ending as an army. And our voice will echo through the heavens. The Bible says, one shall put to flight 1,000, and two shall put 10,000. Okay, do you get it? Oh, I didn't get it. I'm saying that, see, we are going to be prophesying. We are going to be declaring into the years. We are going to be taking hold of the year. But it's not going to be by your own individual strength, because it might not be enough. You are going to make declaration, and it's going to echo like the voice of many waters. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. What I'm simply saying is that you can't afford to miss our meetings this week, because the strategy is found in how united we are. Our ability to take hold of the year is found in how corporate we are. As we are going as an army, oh, you don't get it. Listen, there was a time that the people of Israel had to go and take the promised land. You see, and this was how they took it. They go as an army. They conquer a territory, then they give it to one tribe. They conquer another territory, then they give it to another tribe. Then the ones that are small, individual giant, individual tribes will be taking care of them. In other words, there are some battles that might be bigger than an individual. But when we are together, the Bible says that it is like the oil that is poured upon the head of Aaron, through to his beard, even to the tip of his garment. For there the Lord commanded the blessing. Oh, you didn't get it. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. Listen to me. There is something that is going to happen to you automatically next year that is not going to be because of your prayers. Oh, yes. It means that it doesn't matter, because some of us, if we put all our prayers together for the whole 2023, it is about 3%. Thank God the formula is not our individual prayer. The formula is how corporate we are. That as long as we are together, we can make a loud voice and it will echo in the heavens. Don't get it. Listen. You underestimate yourself. You underestimate your power. You underestimate who you are. Listen, an individual lion is strong, very powerful, can do terrible things. An individual lion can take a territory. But the strength of a lion is not found in its individualism. That is why there is something called the pride of a lion. See, what that pride does is that, you see, whereas an individual lion, you see, can defeat an enemy. But see, an individual lion cannot just defeat a giraffe. It will take the combining efforts of multiple lions to come together. See, that's why I'm so assured of your victory in 2024. Because we are together. I'm so assured of how 2024 is going to end for you because we are together. Because under this corporate anointing, there is something that is going to happen. And so going forward, we are going to light the fire. Going forward, we are going to fan into flames. Going forward, we are going to put fuel on the fire. Something will happen. It's not everything that you will carry to 2024. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There is some freshness that will come upon you. There is some glory that will come upon you. There is some favor that will rest upon you. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. You are lifting up your voice of prayer. Your prayer is that, Father, Himalaya Ambulasa Frandi Ambalaki Stada. Listen, there was a day that, there's a recent incident. Because, see, I have to explain something to you. Meanwhile, let me just quickly explain to you what the gate I'm talking about means. Let's go to Lamentations chapter 5, verse 4. Let's look at the gate before we pray the prayer we're about to pray. That's not the scripture. Lamentations, I think it should be maybe 5:14. So in Lamentations 5:14, it talks about the elders that sits at the gate. You see, in the olden days, there was something that happened. It was God that was the king of the Israelites. So God ruled the Israelites through appointed vessels, prophets, and judges. Are you following me? Okay. Then it gets to a point in time that the people demand the king. So they demanded a king, and God said, give them a king. Are you getting the point? So what happened is that the first category of place, okay, so you see the Bible says the elders have ceased gathering at the gate and the young men from their music. I'm explaining this. See, when? So, in those times, where the tabernacle is, that is where the gates of the city is. Because you see, that is the government of the place. Are you listening to me? So, the first category of government that was produced in that setting was the government. It's like the people will all go to the priest or the prophet that is in charge so that they will be judged. So they will go to Moses at the tabernacle. Are you hearing me? Then they demanded a king. Then now the government of the territory was no longer at the tabernacle or in the presence of the Lord. It changed to the palace. So in the Bible you see an incident where two women, one killed the son and he wanted another son. You see that the case went through the palace. But you see, it got to a point in time that the integrity of the palace, God could no longer count on the palace to be the government, or because the kings were mercenary. So the trusted system of government that was in the territory was found at the gate. And the people that sat at the gate were called elders. And what they did was that they charged cases. So for instance, you still remember Ruth and Boaz. See, that gate, that particular case was handled at the gate. Are you following me? So when we talk about the gate, we are not talking about the one in front of your house. When we talk about the gate, we are talking about a governmental system that can legislate and can give laws and orders. So, do you still remember what Jesus said? He said, I will build my church and the gates of Hades. He wasn't talking about some fancy gate that before you go to heaven, there's a big gate that you enter. No. He was talking about the governmental system. Hades. Are you hearing? Yeah, I remember I fasted, you know, I did my fasting, right? And then after I did my fast, you know, after I did my fast and I fasted, and the Lord had changed my rank. So I was more of a territorial spirit than an individual. So it's like, yes. Then after that incident, what happened was that a territorial spirit also came into the territory. And because of that territorial spirit that came into the territory, for about 1 week, I was finding it difficult to sustain my prayer life. About 1 week. Because there was a territorial influence. It's called gates. In fact, for about 1 week, I forgot that I was a territorial spirit. It couldn't even come into my head. I forgot. It's called the power of gates. You want to succeed in life, there's something called gates. I remember there was a dream I had, and I was going to a particular place. That place looked very beautiful. It's like a new realm or a new dimension, and I was about to go there. And when I go to the place, they asked me, "Here, you don't just enter. You must tell us who you are. Who is your father?" I had to introduce the authorities that were in my life. People of God, even with that, the way they were looking for me to beat me. Listen, if you don't rise up and deal with gates, you will not be able to break through. Because where you are and where you are going to, the only distance is gates. They can close the door before you. You will stand there, you will see the promised land, but so will be rampant, you will not be able to enter. You know, many of us are surprised when we see certain attacks. What were we expecting? Oh yes, a gate will realize that the Lord has anointed you as a prophet. And what the gate will do is that it will release seasonal movies, very nice ones, such as your heart desires, and bring them before you. And you see, it's so funny, it will be like this. You will go to YouTube, and then when you go to YouTube, you will see something that looks like that seasonal movie. And you'll be like, "Oh, no, 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 I'm not going to watch this. Not at all." And you go. Then you come back to YouTube. "Oh, let me go and listen to Apostle Aaron's message." And you go back to YouTube. And the first thing you see, bah, will be the thing. And you'll be like, "No, no, you shake your head. You go and listen to Apostle Aaron's message." Then the next time you realize that, you go and you will act as if you are not watching. You just leave the thing on it. And you see, YouTube has a funny way of automatically playing the thing for you. Then some interesting scenes begin to pop up. See, what you are not aware of is that that is the battle of gates. You were thinking that they will hold knives and sword and come at you. No, they will not do that. The Bible says the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Some time ago, the devil knew that I was going to be a great prophet. He knew. He was able to discern. In fact, a man of God prophesied, and while the man of God was prophesying, the devil was standing there. So he heard that he was writing, he was taking notes. That you see, this boy, because he was seeing that, he was seeing a lot of, we were praying, we were about 3 people or 4 people. This was a great prophet he had invited, and 3 people or 4 people. He said, "Listen, I'm seeing a lot of things, but I cannot go into it. For example, this guy right here that you are seeing, watching, you will be a very great prophet." Meanwhile, that is among the about 5 prophecies I have received in my whole life. You have received about 500, and just still, God will have mercy. Hallelujah. See, the point I'm trying to make is that whilst that was happening, the devil was taking notes.
Then the devil went into my family. See, that familiar spirit went into my, because he knew my grandfather. He knew that my grandfather loved many women. Then he began to trace. He realized that if I would disturb this guy, then he bring many women. But he saw something different about me. But the way I was, because of the fear, because when I was young, they put a lot of fear in me. So I am not going to have issues with many women because I'm afraid. Because I was so afraid of even proposing. This proposal, I was so afraid. In fact, that is one of the reasons why I kept myself. So, final year in school. See, I'm teaching you something. Are you following? So now he orchestrated something that when I do in secret, that when I'm not hurting anybody, that when I'm not proposing to anybody, but when I begin to do those things in secret, it will distort my eye. Then he began to attack me. So much so that all the light that passed through my eyes for me to see or for me to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit went down. Oh, you don't get it. Listen to me. I was a bit sharp when I was young. Are you here with me? You see, what I'm saying is that kids realize how far God was going to take me. And they began their manipulation. So today, we are taking hold of this. Your own prayer is this. Anything that has held me at a place, some of you is a particular addiction that's kept you at one place for far too long. Some of you is as if your life is just not forward. You don't seem to be able to explain why. Some of us as if your life before, 5 years ago, was even better than now. You used to have encounters, you used to have this, you used to have that, but you are not feeling that or sensing those things anymore. It's called the work of kids.